Free thought. Everyone knows free thought is the ability to think for oneself. But how many people actually apply this? Only when you can completely free your mind will you be able to come into your own and know yourself. How to think, what to believe, what our likes, our dislikes, our concepts of right and wrong, good and evil are constantly being programmed by the media, peer pressure, and those in power. Those in power can refer to the government, parents, family, educational institutions, textbooks, the system, the medical association, and so forth. Many live their lives by the values of others, and as a result, they never come to know themselves. People are always told what to think and believe. The television is a good example. Canned laughter implies something is supposed to be funny, and it's okay to laugh. Background music lets the viewer know when he or she should get scared or anticipate something. Emotional scenes lead some people to tears. Life is much like this. One is supposed to obtain some sort of approval for any and every thought and/or action. Take a look at the Christian church. Everyone is repeatedly told this nefarious enemy of humanity is something good. In spite of the continuous and blatantly obvious signs to the contrary, most people actually believe this to be true. The Christian Bible is called the Good Book. This Good Book is full of mass murder, slaughter, torture, gang rape, prostitution, cannibalism, infanticide, mutilation, blood sacrifice, curses, feces, hatred, and every ugly thing known to humanity. It has incited nearly every war, slavery, bloodshed, and destroyed the lives and mental health of billions. When we come to Satan, he opens the door to our spiritual cages and gives us a hand in getting out. The rest is up to us. He is always there for guidance and support, but above all, he wants us to be free. Satan, who is the true God, is the liberator of humanity. Now ask yourself, what do I think? How do I feel? Not how should I think, or what would someone else think, or what does everyone else think. We are all individuals. We all have different preferences and tastes. Just because someone else likes or dislikes something, that doesn't mean you, as an individual, should feel the same way. Whenever presented with a dilemma or something new, ask yourself the above questions. Satanism is free thought in the extreme, yet so few are able to actually think for themselves. Now, of course, those in power are dead against free thought. Sheep are easily controlled. Personality tests are given to determine those who are a threat, in other words, those who think for themselves and don't conform. Though unaware, how we should think is drummed into our heads from the time we are born. Very few people really know themselves in spite of living with themselves 24/7. This is really sad. It's not all that hard. Just remember to always and frequently ask yourself to start out with, do I think this is right or wrong for me? How do I feel about this? What is my opinion? There are no right or wrong answers here. Just get to know yourself. This may take time, but in the end, you will experience the bliss of being free. Start completely deprogramming your mind today. All of us are programmed to a greater or lesser extent, and most of us are not even aware of it.